Blog Talk Radio.
Hello everyone, I'm very excited to welcome you to Angel Healing House Radio. My name is Candy Hoff, and through my business, Angel Healing House, which can be found at angelhealinghouse.com, I'm a licensed healing practitioner working in the field of energy medicine as a Reiki master teacher. I'm also an angel practitioner, a quantum touch practitioner, and an intuitive counselor. I'm also the author of an inspirational book about my two near-death experiences called Angels of Faith, and the fact that as far as I'm concerned, we do not die, and that we are divine and eternal. Through Angel Healing House, I help people let go of sadness, anger, bitterness, resentment, and regret. In this way, it's kept them locked in the prison of the past and kept them merely reacting to life. I help them also to let go of worry, stress, and control, which has kept them focused on an imagined future, on things that haven't happened, and most probably they won't happen again. And once they are no longer in the past, and once they are no longer putting their focus on worry, stress, and control in some imagined future, it's only then will they start to live in the only moment that is available to live in, which is the nanosecond of the now. It's only in the present moment where synchronicities, miracles, and absolute magic can occur. As an angel practitioner, I help people to rise above their lives and to see it from a higher perspective. In this way, they can clearly see the negative patterns and destructive habits that have caused them to sabotage and limit their lives. I do this with the help of a very large, extraordinary group of angels who I call my posse. They have a very funny sense of humor, but they're extremely loving and compassionate. They give very down-to-earth, practical advice that people can very easily translate to create bliss and joy and balance and peace in their lives. So like the posse of angels, I'm very excited to take some calls. So for free angel advice, you can call the show now on 646-716-6794. Again, that number is 646-716-6794. I would just like to say I see that there are several callers on the switchboard, and for those people who are new to Angel Healing House, I will get to your calls in about 5 minutes' time. I'd just like to introduce the topic for today, which is about manifesting and continuing our discussion from last time in following the signs and the synchronicities in our lives. I'd just like to say welcome to all my listeners. And welcome to Angel Healing House Radio. And I do want to thank all the people that are following me. Remember, if you would like to follow Angel Healing House Radio, find my photo on the Angel Healing House Radio site, and there's a follow button underneath it. And when you push that, you will be reminded about all the upcoming Angel Healing House Radio shows that are coming up in the future. So, again, with today's topic about manifesting, I'll continue the discussion that we had on last Tuesday's show. Everyone, when we are in the present moment and we're truly interacting with the signs in front of us, our lives begin to flow in ease and in grace. We let go of our programmed belief system that life was meant to be hard. Remember, the signs in front of us can be either positive or negative signs. And the positive signs, well, they'll make us feel good. They'll make us feel like stepping forward. And the negative signs, They will make us feel bad. They'll make us actually feel like we want to take a step away or take a step back. Take, for instance, an acquaintance of mine who, I won't use her real name, I will just call her Beth. Although she is a gifted creative songwriter and producer, she decided to go into a venture with a friend of hers who is a wealthy real estate agent. With no professional contract between the two of them, the real estate agent was giving Beth 30 hours of work a week connected to this new venture. And although Beth often worked more than her 30 hours, she was never paid overtime for all the extra work that she did. Although this was a clear sign of dishonor, and it did not sit well with my client or my acquaintance Beth, she was afraid to speak up. After months and months of exhausted hours and hard work and overtime, Beth finally helped the real estate agent to get the venture up and running and quite successful. And you know what happened? The real estate agent acknowledged Beth's hard effort and contribution, and she did this by taking away 10 of her 30 hours. Well, without a binding contract, Beth was angry, but she didn't even have one leg to stand on. This was another sign of disrespect. When she called to tell me all of this and complain, she told me that when she arrived for work the previous week, the real estate agent had taken away her desk and office space and given it to someone else. Her excuse was that with the minimum hours she was now working, someone could better utilize the space. She went on to say that now that everything was done and in place, the real estate agent wanted her to sign a contract that stated that she agreed to be micromanaged. She had to wear a pager in order to call in before making any decisions on her own. To me, it was obviously a blatant sign that of dishonor. And it was showing Beth dishonor all the way. And she was saying, but she was choosing to stay and continually complaining that things were not working out the way that she wanted them to. I told her that it doesn't matter what happens to the venture, as the energy that's associated with it is one of disrespect, and that it's exactly what she'll be drawing to herself energy-wise if she remains in association with this venture. My advice to her was to get back to what makes her heart sing, and that is producing and also songwriting. And the joy and the abundance will return to her heart, and the energies will start to soar higher once more. She will then begin to draw to herself more respectful and more honoring people, connections, and opportunities as a result of this. So, listeners, I want you to take a good look at what is in your life and see where there are external signs of disrespect and dishonor. And let this be a clue to you where you have not been true to who you are and not honoring what you do. So before we move on and speak more about following the signs and synchronicities in order to manifest wonderful things, positive things in our lives, I'd like to go to the phone lines now. I'll go to our, I can see that there's a 103 number, and you're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello?
Hello?
Hello, yes, this is Angel Healing House Radio, Candy speaking. Who's on the line?
This is Tasha.
Sorry, what was your name?
Tasha.
How do you spell that?
T-A-S-H-A.
Oh, hi, Tasha. How are you? Where are you calling from?
In California.
You're in California. And I'm in Los Angeles, and we have blue, bright blue, sunny skies here today. What weather are you having?
Yeah. The same.
Same. So what do you want guidance and advice for today from myself and the posse?
The guidance and advice I'm looking today is about this guy, Andre. Should I continue it forward or cause I'm trying to go with the flow with it, so I want to see what they say about it.
Oh, okay.
What the angels say.
Okay, let's have a look. They are saying, oh my gosh. Okay, let me see. if you would be 100% sure about this, they're saying that you wouldn't be asking. Do you feel as if you don't have an equal share in this relationship?
Equal share? I don't know.
And
right now we're just friends.
Oh, you're just friends. Okay. Well,
yes.
they're saying the more that you can take the emphasis off on trying to either push this to go further, they want you to put your emphasis, Tasha, on being yourself, on just being yourself. Because we can't expect to have anything outside of us that is greater or more loving or is more attentive or gives us more priority in our lives or anything if we don't turn the mirror back on ourselves and we don't start giving that to ourselves. So they're basically saying that if you start to really put the focus on emotionally nourishing and nurturing yourself and being the happiest, abundant, making yourself a priority, loving yourself, then either two things will happen with Andre. Either one thing will happen that your energies will get so high and be so fulfilled and so incredibly, you know, filled with love that it may not match Andre's energies where he is currently. And then you will start to draw to yourself because of the laws of attraction, like attract like, somebody that has those same energies of abundance and making yourself a priority and so full with love. If you want to push this relationship the way it is now, you might have a loving relationship, that's true. But the posse are saying that your energies can be better spent by putting your love energies into yourself. And that way, you won't even have to second guess when you attract that person to yourself who is of equal love energies to yourself.
Okay.
What
are they saying? Can you ask me, is it the same with Andy, with my other friend, Andy?
I'm currently
in a relationship, but we're separate.
Sorry, I didn't hear the first part. Is that the same with?
Actually, is that the same way with Andy? Because I'm currently in a relationship with him, but we're separated.
Oh, okay. Well, we're going to be speaking today about honoring ourselves and respecting ourselves. So you're in a relationship already, but you're separated?
Yeah, we're separated.
Okay, you're separated. Now, you want to make sure that all previous relationships, are you still married?
No, I'm not married, no.
Oh, you're not married, so you're just separated from this relationship. Okay, you want to make sure that all previous relationships are not only severed, Tasha, but they're severed amicably. And amicably means that you don't hold any anger, sadness, bitterness, resentment, or regret towards that former relationship, because those are the energies that you will be bringing in to whatever relationship you choose to get into next.
Okay.
Okay, and that will keep you in the best stead you possibly can do. So you see this former relationship from you that you separated from, and you acknowledge it as something that possibly showed you, in contrast, what you don't want in your life. So you acknowledge it, you thank it for being in your life, and you bless it for being there, and then you can release it, and then you can go on, take that lesson, and see what you didn't like and was not respectful or not honoring to you, so that you can take that piece of the puzzle and that you can translate that to a former a relationship coming up in the future.
Okay.
And that will be extraordinarily helpful for you. I'd love to know where your journey takes you. If you'd like, you can send me an email at Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at angelhealinghouse.com.
Okay. All right.
Thank you. Thank you, Tasha. Take care. Bye-bye. And that was a really good point brought up by Tasha's call and the comment from the posse that yes, you know, she wants to know about this about taking this friend of hers, Andre, whether that's going to be taken up to a different level, but there is no mystery in that, and we are creating our lives in every single thing, with every thought that we have, with every thing that we speak, and every feeling in our heart. So the more that you can put your emphasis on, if you want more love in your life, be more loving. If you want more kindness, be more kind. If you want to have somebody outside of yourself make you a priority, then you make yourself a priority. And that's the way the laws of attraction work. And so so that was a lovely call. Thank you very much, Tasha. All those other listeners, you can call into the show. The dial-in number is 646-716-6794. I see that we have people in the chat room, and one of the people in the chat room asked if you can call in. Yes, please do call in that dial-in number. We'll go to our next caller. Our next caller is an 815 number. 815, you're on the line with Angel Healing House.
Hi.
Hello. What's your name?
Angel.
Hello, Angel. What a lovely name.
Thank you.
I particularly like that name. And where are you calling from?
Illinois.
You're calling from Illinois. What kind of weather are you having in Illinois?
It's a little bit chilly, but the sun is shining.
Okay, we love when that sun is shining. It
warms
us up. It makes us feel all happy and bright and illuminated. So tell us, Angel, what is your question for the posse or myself?
I, too, have a relationship question,
mm-hmm.
if they see it working out well.
Okay, relationship question. Just for the mere fact that you're asking about it shows that there is some doubt there. You know, because when we really are such heart-centered creatures and we, oh, okay, let me see if the cards are coming out. It looks like they're showing me like a somebody who's been wounded in a battlefield. There's feelings there that perhaps you aren't being honored and you're perhaps not being respected. And you know, that feeling inside of you is causing you to, you know, to doubt yourself. Well, you know, maybe it's because I'm not doing something right. I have to do more, or I'm supposed to be this, or I should be doing that. And every time we do that, we take ourselves, Angel, off of our line of truth. The question is not whether it's going to work out or not, because, as I said before, we are creating our reality in every single second. So what in particular are you doubting about the relationship? That will it end up continuing? Will it get better?
Well, you know what? When you said about wounded in the battlefield, this fellow was in the service.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. All right. That's why they were showing you that.
He holds a lot of that, and I don't know how to help him to let it go.
Okay. How long have you been with him?
A year.
Okay. Now, we bring and draw all kinds of people to ourselves, and the posse want me to tell you, Angel, that the best way that we learn is by contrast. We only learn what we do want by being shown what we don't want. The number one thing that the posse are telling you is we don't have to save anyone.
Okay.
Repeat that. Angel does not have to save anyone.
I don't have to save anyone.
You don't have to save anyone. And yes, you love him, you bless him, you release him, because when we try to save a drowning person, I mean, you put in a year's worth of time and your love and your effort and all of this. And we put in our time and effort, and it's still not met with what we want to for ourselves to be honored. Then oftentimes we drown along with that person. And what they're saying is they're saying, please, 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 especially in this year of 2012, and now where we are in this time of Mercury going retrograde, the planet of communication, they're saying that Angel needs to start communicating with herself. You need to start, again, it's funny about synchronicities. The former call, Tasha, asked a relationship question. She's putting the mirror outside of herself. And again, they're telling you, Angel, to turn that mirror back on yourself and start to put your energies and your wishes and your hopes and your dreams and your desires on what you want your life to look like.
Okay.
Now, if it's, I can tell you, if it's meant to be with this person, then there is nothing that you can do to not make that, to tear that apart. But they're saying that you need to put your focus and attention on this. One of the greatest ways, and those people that have heard my radio shows, hear me talk about writing a decree. I don't know if you've listened and heard me talk about a decree before.
No, I haven't.
Okay. Your decree to God is a very sacred piece of paper. And the decree states that you have made compromises in your life before when it comes to love or when it comes to careers or when it comes to your health or your self-worth. But you're stating in this decree, in this sacred pact, that you will from now on respect and honor who you are and don't allow anybody ever again to take that honor and respect away from you. And then you write down exactly what you want. So, for instance, you could write down, thank you, God, for my beautiful relationship, my relationship that is loving, makes me a priority, that is trustworthy, that doesn't drain me. You want to put it in all of the positive things. And once you write that down, then you affirm to the universe by reading it out morning and night and visualizing what your life would be like with this wonderful relationship in your life. Feel it in your heart, because those feelings in your heart will go out and will bring to you what you need. It does, you know, a lot of people say affirmations, but if you just say them without the feeling in your heart, they're pretty empty.
Okay.
Okay, so you want to write that decree, and it's time for you they're just saying, it's not as if you immediately have to let go of this relationship, but what they're saying is dream the kind of relationship that you want for yourself into reality, so it can manifest in reality, but it's not going to start until you put down your dreams and your hopes and your desires for exactly what you want and you need in your life.
Okay.
Okay. And I would love to know, Angel, where your journey takes you. Please do send me an email, candy@angelhealinghouse.com. That's Candy. And I thank you very much for your call.
I thank you. I appreciate it. God bless you.
God bless you. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
That was interesting that the posse picked up on the gentleman in the battlefield. And so many people do come back wounded from their experiences. And we can all be helpful. I'm not saying, and I'm sure the posse are not saying, for us to be kind and for us to help other people. But when it's at the expense of who we are and our energies, then what happens is we start to feel depleted, and we start to feel as if we don't have, there's no more puff in the tank, there's no more and energies to draw from. And when our energies get depleted, then we're no good for ourselves, and then we're no good for the rest of the planet. So you really have to fill up your love tank first, and give to yourself in order then to give to others. It's interesting. We're talking about synchronicities today. I just like to say that those listeners listening can call in. So that dial-in number is 646-716-6794 for that angel advice, that angel guidance from the posse and myself. It was interesting how Tasha called, and she had a relationship question, and then Angel called. And she had a relationship question. And this happens with so much regularity. I'm really not surprised that callers from different areas, so we had a California call in and somebody from Illinois, and they both called in with the same concern on the same day with the same issue, relationships. This is very synchronistic. I also note quite often that this often happens in my healing practice. As many clients will come on the same day, and they'll individually share with me almost the same exact concern. You know, in speaking about synchronicities, I'll give you another example of a personal experience that I had with synchronicity as a result of a client booking in for an intuitive counseling session. Well, the evening before the session was supposed to take place, I called the client to confirm their appointment, and I left a voice message. The next morning, as the time drew near for the appointment, I began to get a funny sense and a funny feeling that they were not going to show up for their reading. I called again, and I left another message I could not get through. Well, my intuition served me well, as when the appointed time came, they ended up not showing up for their appointment and not calling to reschedule. You know, at first I was upset. You know, I was angry. And in a lot of ways, I was disheartened, as I really could have used the extra $140 from that angel intuitive counseling session plus the Reiki energy healing. And just as I was about to go into a whole downward spiral of negativity, I stopped myself, and I deliberately chose to see it as a positive thing, even though I didn't quite know why it was a positive thing that I just lost out on $140. So in thinking I had the rest of the afternoon for free with the client not showing up for their appointment, I thought to myself, well, I'm going to do a little bit of shopping and get some grocery shopping done as well. So as soon as I got in the car and I turned on the radio announcer said, tonight's jackpot in lottery is up to $10 million. Well, being so much in the present moment, I always take note of what is on the radio when I get in the car. Well, as I finished up my errands that afternoon, and I did my grocery shopping, I did that for last, saved that for last, I was standing in the grocery store line, and there were two ladies standing in front of me. They were Asian, they were speaking another language, and I was not familiar with and understanding the language that they were speaking, yet sprinkled amidst the foreign words that they were using, they used the word lottery came up so clear and so concise, and that word lottery came up several times throughout their conversation. Suddenly, every time I heard the word lottery, shivers went through me up and down my legs and my arms and my back. After I bought my groceries, I went next door to the newsagent, and I bought a lottery ticket for that night. Do you know, listeners, I ended up winning $350. If my client had come for her appointment, I would have had the $140 instead of the $350. I saw this as an obvious test by the universe that clearly showed me that what appears on the outside as something possibly that went wrong, possibly should not have happened, and was disheartening to me. I thought many times it results in something so much better that is on offer from us, from the universe. Notice that I stayed present. I was consciously aware that I was dancing to the rhythm and the signs that the universe had on offer for me to follow. You know, if I had gone into possibly a place of pity for myself, if I'd gone to perhaps berating myself that I wasn't good enough, or perhaps this client had found somebody better to go to, I wouldn't have been able to be aware enough to pick up those subtle signs about the lottery. And those signs are happening all the time for us. It's just people are so busy rushing around trying to control or force things to happen and only expecting the universe to answer our dreams and our prayers and our intentions in only one way that we fail so often to see what is exactly in front of us. Remember, in your own lives, listeners, when something happens and things may not turn out as you expected them to, most of the time it's because it's an extraordinary blessing in disguise, and it's there right for us the whole time. Now, once again, those listeners who want to call into the show, the number to call in is 646-716-6794. You know, once we really start to put our focus and attention when we want to manifest something, and once we start to put our focus and attention on the universe conspiring to answer our prayers, we become still enough to stop and really notice what is being shown to us in the present moment. And there have been many things written about the present moment. You know, there are many people that say there is no past, there is no future, and it's just the present moment that keeps repeating itself over and over and over again. So when we are putting our emphasis on the present moment, it's amazing what starts to come into focus. I believe that synchronicities happen all of the time. It's just our stubbornness that only expects things to happen in a certain way, and it stops us from receiving. You know, by living a life of conscious awareness in the present moment, it allows us to see what's right in front of our eyes in order to act, and so that we can interact with the universe fulfilling our dreams. Unfortunately, most of the time, people are so caught up, once again, in the expectation that they remain blinded as to how the universe wants to answer our prayers. I'll give you another wonderful example. I had a young man who was a client of mine, and he was an actor here in Hollywood. Well, actually, like many people in Hollywood, he was more of a full-time waiter at most of the time, and he was a sometime actor. And through his many auditions and his many reactions, he came to me severely depressed. And he just wanted to throw in the towel. He was ready to give up on his dream, and he was just so sad. Well, I tuned into my intuition, and I told him that he was so focused on just getting work through the audition process that he was actually restricting the universe in how it should fulfill his dreams of becoming an actor. We did work a lot in his sessions on letting go of his fear of control, or his fear to control, and over time, he became more open, softer, and more receptive in order to receive in many different ways. After several sessions together, I didn't hear from him, and then one day, I got a very excited call from him. And this is the story he told me. He told me that he had gone on yet another audition several weeks ago. But this time, He remembered how I told him to stay in the now, stay in the present moment, and just to keep aware and open and wait on the universe to come to him, rather than pushing and controlling and dictating to the universe how things should happen. He told me that when he was in the audition, there was a young man who auditioned before him, and he failed to get the part, except this young man before him was so angry that he swore obscenities at the producer and all the other people. He threw his props across the stage, and he slammed doors on his way out. Well, my client auditioned next, and yet again, he too failed to get the part. Upon leaving the theater, of course he felt down, but he decided to go next door to Starbucks, and he decided to treat himself to a coffee, and he treated himself to a coffee with the intention that I'm very proud of myself because I tried once again, and I'm not letting go of my dream. So I'm just proud of myself. So when he entered the Starbucks, he saw the guy that auditioned before him was angrily sitting in the corner with his head hung low. So my client ordered his coffee, and he looked around the busy cafe, and he sat in the only remaining vacant chair. Looking over at the gentleman sitting next to him, he noticed that he was wearing a Virginia Tech t-shirt. He then said to the gentleman, "Hey, are you wearing that t-shirt just to wear it, or did you actually go to Tech?" Well, the gentleman looked at him and said that he went to Virginia Tech. And the more these two gentlemen spoke, it turned out that they went to the college at the same time. In fact, they hit it off so much that they ended up speaking together for almost an hour. And after about an hour, the gentleman said to my client, "By the way, what do you do?" And when my client said that he was an actor, the gentleman said, "You know, I'm a director, and I'm just getting ready to cast a feature film that I'm making. There are some parts in it that you could audition for. Here's my card. Give me a call in 2 weeks' time." My client told me that he ended up getting a part in that feature film. And I found out later, as my client informed me sometime later, that this synchronistic meeting ended up leading to other doors opening up for him. A miracle? Miracles are happening all the time. Miracles are not just a sometime thing. The miracles for us are right in front of our eyes, and we fail to step forward and act upon those signs that make us feel good. You see, even though he didn't get the part, it was the fact, initially when he went to audition, it was the fact that he was proud of himself that kept his energies high and kept him happy and present and open to the magic of life. He was actually open to the universe giving to him in a way that the role came to him in a very non-traditional way. He then did the most important part in dancing with the universe. He acted upon what caught his interest, what made him happy, and what excited him. And it could be something in your reality as mundane and as non-obvious as a Virginia Tech t-shirt. But this, again, caught his interest, made him happy, and excited him. And he acted upon it, and he spoke up. And therein the magic lies. And then the door was opened for him. You know, I often say that God presents us with signs in our lives. And when we take one step forward, one step, one single baby step forward in excitability, in faith, and in joy, in happiness, following our interests, then the universe, God, angels, will give us opportunities and connections and send us people tenfold back to us because we showed faith that we stepped forward in interest in doing what we're doing. Now, in my personal life, I started doing Blog Talk Radio. It was only towards the end of January. I don't even ask why I'm doing this. I love it. I adore it. It excites me. It gives me joy. It gives me interest. I love interacting with the callers. By the way, callers, you can dial in to 646-716-6794 for some free angel advice. Where is it leading? Where is this whole thing with Blog Talk Radio leading? That's not for me to know, and that's not my concern. It's you set your intentions to be excited, to be happy, to be blissful in your life, and you leave the details to God, because that the details of the how and the when of your life unfolding really has nothing to do with you. And the more you push it, the harder you try, the more that your energies will get lower, you'll diminish your immune system, and then you will start to draw negativity to yourself. You know, I believe people fail to take advantage of joining in this wonderful dance of the universe because they're not aware of the magical way of how life works and how easy it is to manifest. Many people have been programmed to believe that, again, life is hard and that nothing comes easy. Well, of course, life is hard when one dictates to the universe how they expect their wishes to be fulfilled. And when they keep hitting dead ends and obstacles, they assume they just have to work harder and push harder instead of seeing exactly what signs the universe gives them that indicate in what direction we could easily move forward. I go back to my initial story about my acquaintance, who I will call Beth, and the venture with the wealthy real estate agent. You know, all of the dishonoring things that went on there, and with each step, she was so miserable, and she was so unhappy, and the alarm bells started to get louder and louder until the real estate agent took away 10 of her 30 hours, didn't remunerate her for overtime, took away her desk, and then after the venture is up and running, then she says that she has to sign a contract to be micromanaged and wear a pager, and so that all the decisions can be passed by the real estate agent first before she makes any decisions. So those alarm bells are just going to get louder for her because of the dishonoring situation there. Now, I really am going to repeat that last paragraph because it's so important and it's so fundamental to our physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual well-being. Life is hard when one dictates to the universe how they expect their wishes to be filled. And when they keep hitting dead ends and obstacles, we assume that we have to work harder and push harder instead of seeing exactly what signs the universe gives us that indicates in which direction we can easily move forward, and it will provide the most beneficial outcome for the greatest good of ourselves and truly the greatest good of all concerned in our lives. So, I have seen absolute miracles in my own personal life that have resulted from my working with the magic of life. You know, it's such a powerful and positive force that I teach it to my Reiki students. I remember one student in particular, and she had a great deal of unresolved anger inside of herself. Of course, a large part of anger is caused by silenced emotions, and it just is kept bottled up, and we become like a pressure cooker, and it keeps one replaying and reenacting the past instead of moving forward with our lives. And quite frankly, if we're putting any of our emphasis on anger, sadness, bitterness, resentment and regret, as I said in my opening dialogue, if we put any of our emphasis on that, it keeps us locked in the prison of the past, keeps us merely reacting to life, and doesn't allow us to move forward with our beautiful lives and to fulfill the intentions that we want to fulfill. This one Reiki student of mine, she told me that her anger had caused her to lose many family members and many friends in her life. And she was quite lonely, and she dearly wanted to be able to have friends once again in her life. When I explained to my student about the importance of the magic of life and how she could only find the magic in the present moment, she began to see and realize how she spent most of her life turned to the past and away from the beauty of now, not only the beauty of now, but she was turned away from how she could interact and dance with life. I gave her an exercise to do. And listeners, I would love you to do this exercise. And while it was homework for this Reiki student of mine, I will give you a task. I will give you a task to do. And I will say, between now and next Tuesday's show, I want you to go out and I want you to find the magic of life. That's right. I want you to go out and find the magic of life. And when I explain to her about the importance of the magic of life that only is found in the present moment, she began to see and understand how so much of life she had been missing. So she was a little bit perplexed on how she was going to do this. So then I told her that magic is happening all the time, right in front of our eyes. It's just that we have to allow ourselves to not be so busy and pushing life the way that we expect it to turn out, to see what is actually there on order for us and what appears in our reality. Because what appears to our reality right in front of our eyes is always there for a higher purpose. And I do mean everything that happens is for a higher purpose in our lives. So, and what may seem to be something terrible that it's happening in front of our eyes may actually turn out to be quite the blessing in disguise. So when this student went out and she found the magic in life, that was her homework assignment. When the student arrived for her next lesson, she was so excited to tell me what had happened. So during that past week, she had to go and get some blood tests at a local clinic. Upon arriving, she saw that there was one other person in front of her, and the nurse told her to put her name on a list and that it would be about a 5-minute wait. When my client sat down and she grabbed the magazine, she saw that there was a sudden influx of people who came for their blood work, and they put their names on the list at this clinic. My client waited 5, 10, 15, 20 minutes, and she saw that others that had come after her were going in before her. Getting up and speaking to the receptionist, she said, "Why hasn't my name been called?" Well, the receptionist was so apologetic, and she said to my client, "I'm so sorry. For some reason, your name was passed over." She and the receptionist, the nurse, said, "Please write your name down again, but now it will be about another 20-minute wait." Well, with my client's history of anger issues, her first inclination was to explode and to scream at the receptionist. But she remembered my words that everything happens for a higher purpose to it. So what my client did is she calmed herself down. She put her name on the list. And the first thing that she saw when she looked at, she saw the sun beaming through the window, the big plate glass window of the blood work clinic, and she decided to go out to feel the sun on her face, and she asked the nurse if she could please just come outside and call her when her turn came around. So my client then stepped outside into the beautiful, warm, sunny day. And the first thing that she saw when she stepped out into the sun was a bus stop that was outside of the clinic. Sitting on the bench of the bus stop was a young Asian girl, and she had her head in her hands, and she was crying. Well, my client felt so sorry for this young girl, and she went over to her. My client reached into her purse, and she took out a tissue, and she gave it to the young girl, and she asked her if she could help her. And the young girl was very embarrassed, and she looked away, and she wiped her eyes. And then she suddenly looked back, and she said, "Thank you. Thank you for your kindness. I have not been long in your country, and I am going to university, and I'm studying very hard. I miss my family very much." And the girl started to cry again. My client then sat down next to her, and they started talking. They started talking. They started sharing. And you know what, listeners? It turned out that they had a great deal in common. Well, by the time the nurse came out and called my client's name, the two girls had exchanged email addresses, and they arranged a time to meet the following week. And that is exactly how life works. If you allow it to unfold in its own beautiful way and its own beautiful timing, by my client accepting and working with exactly what was on offer, her being held up at that clinic for at least a half an hour or 40 minutes more than what she had originally intended, her on the surface inconvenient wait for her blood work, it actually turned out to be a blessing, and it filled her intention of making friends in her life again. You know, but you see, it was her kindness, it was her softness, it was her yielding, it was her receptivity to what is instead of what is not that made all of the difference in her life, and it made all of the difference in her opening up to receive something so much greater than she possibly could ever imagine. So, listeners, I want you to go out this week and to really consider the magic that you see and the miracles that are right in front of your eyes. And maybe the delay that you thought was going to put you out, maybe that is a blessing. You know, I had an experience once myself that I thought I drew something terrible to myself, when it turned out to be something so extraordinary. I was out shopping one day, and my cell phone rang, and I got a call from a radio station up in Queensland. I was living in Australia at that time, and the radio station asked for the healing practitioner, the Reiki therapist, and I said yes. I said, my name is Claire Candy Hoff. Can I help you? They said, we're looking for a relaxation therapist. Is that something that you do? And I said, yes, it is. And they said, well, we want to help our listeners with something, and I wondered if you could help us. Anyway, they put me on hold, and I thought to myself, this is great. I'm going to be interviewed, and I will get the program, which will obviously be aired at another time, and I will use it for my files. And then the radio announcer came back on, and I stopped listening to music, and they said, you are back on Radio Live with Mackay Radio, and we have relaxation therapist on the line, Claire Candy Hoff, Reiki practitioner, who's going to help us. And suddenly I was like a deer caught in the headlights. I realized that they had just put me straight on air, and I thought that they were going to tell me about a scheduled time when they were going to interview me and tape it for further listening, for further programming purposes. But there I was online, and they said, well, it's a horrible thing in our town. Our town has gone from a sleepy town of only two-lane road, and suddenly in the last year we have like a six-lane highway going through the middle of town, and people are experiencing road rage for the first time, and they're experiencing horrible traffic jams. And as a relaxation, a Reiki practitioner that brings the body back into wholeness, how would you help people cope with this horrible situation?
I went very quiet, and suddenly my intuition took over, and I said, why? Why would you consider this to be a horrible situation? And the interviewer said, well, you know, people aren't used to the traffic. And I said, what happens if you have to be held up in traffic for 15 or 20 minutes? Because if you were able to go, there would might be a Mack truck that came across and would have killed you. And wouldn't you be happy if you were held up in traffic for that 10 or 15 minutes to have averted that traffic accident from happening? And the announcer went very quiet, and they said, I never thought about it that way. And I said, well, we all have the opportunity to think about life as always giving to us, always being there for our higher purpose, and everybody can do this. Everybody can change their perception, and it's just a matter of looking at life as the blessings that happen to us instead of the things that happen against us. Well, we're coming to the end of our show, and I would like to thank those callers who did call in today. I'd like to thank my many listeners. And if we didn't have time to take your call, please do call in next time on that dial-in number. And I look forward to hearing from you on next Tuesday's show, Tuesday that will be airing on Tuesday, March the 13th at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. If you remember, listeners, if you have a choice as to which signs and synchronicities you will follow, by choosing to follow the signs that make you feel bad or disrespect you, you'll bring to yourself a place that's happy. But if you act on those signs that excite you, then you are bound to become an excited person. Life will take on a new excited happiness, a deeper interest, and a much greater meaning. So that just about wraps up our show. Don't forget that Angel Healing House Radio airs Tuesdays at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time and also on Thursdays at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. If you'd like to receive my inspirational, uplifting, and entertaining Angel Healing House newsletter, please email me and send me your requests to Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at angelhealinghouse.com. Also, to purchase a copy of my enlightening book, Angels of Faith, about my two near-death experiences and my own journey with the angels, and also my beautiful guided angel meditation CD, which is called Letting Go of Concerns and Living in the Now, brings you back to the present moment. Please go to my website for both of these products at www.angelhealinghouse.com. For those of you who'd like to book your own transformative angel intuitive counseling and Reiki healing sessions, either in person or nationally and internationally using distant healing, this can be done over the phone or computer using Skype. Call me on 831-277-3716, or again, email me at Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at Angel Healing House, A-N-G-E-L-H-E-A-L-I-N-G-H-O-U-S-E, oneword.com. And listeners, do remember, until next time, allow your radiant light to shine and illuminate that out to the world so that you can fashion a beautiful life to yourself and bring back more radiance and more illumination to yourself. Love and blessings to you all. Have a beautiful weekend. May the sun be shining on you. And even if it's raining, that's a miracle too, because all wonderful things come out of whatever's in front of you. So God bless you all, and I will hopefully be speaking to you next Tuesday. All the best. Bye-bye.